Blog Talk Radio. Me here, you there, Taínos everywhere. Wow, it's been a while since I've been here. I'm going solo today. My hostesses, Bana and Alani, are working very hard in their respective professions. Wow, man, it's been a while, and they'll be back. Don't worry, I got some shows coming up this week. The week of June 12th, 2023. I'm here in Lenny Lenape territory. Whoa, this is New York City. The weather has a little better. You know, it was 80 degrees today. And it looks like that Canadian smoke from those forest fires are not as strong anymore. Man, I tell you, I got a couple of asthma attacks. I'm still suffering from a little cold. I'd like to give a shout out to all the people out there who are strong, who suffer from asthma and COPD. It's been a rough time. Climate crash is stronger than ever. And yes, everyone is not innocent. We feel the pain. We feel the struggle of our Earth Mother. We must do something to help her. That's right. It is time. There's no way. There's no time to run. There's no time to hide. But here I am in Taíno Radio. Thank you for downloading this show. Please pass it along on Facebook and wherever you may be. Email. You can always email me at TaínoRadio1491@gmail.com. Been reading a lot of your messages and stuff. You guys are really good. And some of you I still got to get back to about being on the show. If you're interested in sharing your story as a modern-day Taíno indigenous Caribbean person, please hit me up. Don't be afraid. I want to interview you. Yes, that's right. I want to interview you at TaínoRadio1491@gmail.com. Today, the topic I want to share with you today and the next couple of weeks is related to the sacred tree. It's one of the gifts that was given to us by the creator in a Taíno way. And in all ways, we all share the truth. We have those small T's, every culture has a gift to share. That's right. We need to share it. It's not easy, but it's not difficult. The key thing is not to force anyone to follow our way, because we all share a piece of the way. That's right. So today I'm going to talk about the sacred tree. There's a book that I read in the late 80s. I know I'm dating myself now. But this book really, it kind of helped me focus on, give me a fresh air, because, you know, I was a theologian back in the day, philosopher in a Roman Catholic church. I became a friar. I eventually got a degree in Master's of Divinity, which is all good. You know, I don't criticize anyone who has those kind of background or Christian, but it just wasn't for me. One of the books that really changed my life, it was a seed that was planted. It was a book I read, and it was called The Sacred Tree, okay? And the copyright is 1984. I have the 2012 fourth edition. It's amazing. The All Rights Reserved to the Four Worlds International. You can look them up in Canada. First Nations people. I'm telling you guys are amazing through the years creating these conferences and so on. And I tell you, oh man, this book was truly amazing. And it was a conference of all indigenous peoples throughout the world that were invited to share their wisdom related to the sacred tree. And as we know, in the past, I've spoken about those four gifts given to us by the sacred being. And that is the gift of, you know, humanity. We're humans. The gift of the plant world, gift of the mineral world, the gift of animal world. So this is the gift of the plant world, this sacred tree. As we all know, you learn this in biology or earth and sky. Yo, you cannot breathe. You can't live without the trees. They literally eat the poison in the air that can kill us, all right? Well, that harmful carbon monoxide. But check this out. We owe our lives to the tree people, to the plant world. So this is why it doesn't surprise me that the sacred tree holds a sacred honor in all indigenous peoples. So this book is amazing. So I'm going to break this book down. So I want you to take a pause right now, pause the show. I want you to get a paper, pencil, pen. Let's go old school here. If you have any graphics, I guess you want to keep in the computer, get some graphic software, then use that. But we're going to do a little art here, okay? Hey, we're going to take it back to the caves, the petroglyphs. That's right. So when this gathering occurred in the 1980s, this book was written, the first edition was in 1984. And the whole concept was related to the sacred tree. And the foundation of the sacred tree, right, the very earth foundation, is related to the medicine wheel, okay? And it was shared that from, you know, indigenous peoples that this medicine wheel was prevalent in majority of not all indigenous peoples. If you look at the Atabe symbol, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, it's found in Caguana in that famous petroglyph on the stone. It has the earth mother, Atabe, and in the middle of the abdomen is a circle with a dot in the middle. That's our medicine, okay? And that's my interpretation. Many people have said it's Venus. But let me tell you something. My understanding is that is our medicine wheel. Our ancestors truly had an understanding. Now, I could be totally wrong, man. If I am wrong, hey, hit me up, TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. We'll get you on the show, and we'll see. But it's an ancient symbol, this circle, okay? And you could also represent this circle in the four brothers, Deminan and the three brothers as well, representing the cardinal directions. So it's all over our literature. A lot of nations, First Nations call it the Four Grandfathers, the Four Winds, the Four Cardinal Directions. Other relationships can be expressed in the Four. For us Taino, it is Deminan and the Three Brothers. So we do share this wisdom. It's amazing. We do share it. So I want to share. In this conference, the sacred tree, many of the tribes used to color code these directions. The more popular one among indigenous peoples is the eastern direction being red, yellow, the south, black, the west, the north is white. So if you have a paper right now, take a pause. If you don't, I want you to draw a circle, okay? And then I want you to draw a cross in the middle. And then on the eastern direction, you could put red. South, you could put yellow, black, west, and white on the north. So this is, you know, a lot of people interpret the white as the northern winds, the northern freezing cold of the snow. red representing the rising sun, the red, the earth red, the heat, yellow down in the south, and then black, the western, the west, where the sun dies off. So that's just another aspect, teaching about the four symbolic races as well, the red race, the yellow race, black race, white race. A lot of nations have talked about that. But basically that we're all brothers and sisters of the same Mother Earth. That's the whole concept of that. So that's been going around for a lot of indigenous peoples. Also, there is the concept of the medicine wheel as the four elements. So in the eastern element, on the eastern direction is the earth. The southern direction is the air. Western direction is the water. And the north is the fire. Okay? And they all must be respected equally as gifts of life. So a lot of indigenous people have that understanding and that concept of the four elements. Now, there is also teachings about the four aspects of our nature as human beings, the Homo sapiens. And basically in the eastern division or the eastern direction is the spiritual. In the south is the emotional, the physical of the west, and the mental in the north. So these are the four aspects of what makes a human being, one of the Taino gifts that we find in the world, the human race. So if you break it down, in an indigenous worldview, we are spiritual, we're emotional, we're physical, and we're mental. Okay, and this is also the aspect of the medicine wheel, the sacred hoop in many countries, they say, or many tribes, they talk about that. So just looking over my notes here. So the circle, the sacred wheel. I know in the Buddhist tradition they use the wheel of life. A lot of traditions they use this, the sacred hoop, the dancer. The dream catcher and so on. Right now in that circle, I want you to draw a fresh circle, okay, and put the cross in the middle representing the four directions and the four aspects what I just mentioned, but don't write anything out yet. What I want you to do, I want you to draw a big dot in the middle, okay, just like the Atabe dot. And this dot in the middle represents the potential. In the Taino way, you take the koa, which is a long stick, and in the bottom of the stick, there's a point, and this is where you dig your hole. And this is what the women use, and the koa, C-O-A. And then when you dig that hole, this is where you put the seeds. So this is the potential represented in the seed. The potential of life. A seed will turn into, eventually will turn into a little tree, and then a medium tree, then an adult tree, and eventually this tree. Hold on a second. I got a little technical difficulties here. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. So basically, eventually, you know, if you look at a pine tree, the pine tree eventually is going to grow some pine cones, and these pine cones contain seeds, and that falls to the ground. Every tree has these seeds that for many of us, especially myself, you know, I have allergies and we suffer this pollen attack, which is all good. You know, it just reminds us of nature. You know, it can be irritating sometimes, especially during the springtime, but this is life. You know, thanks for the bees, you know, this pollen connects to the bees and they spread life. Baby trees will grow once again. Dot in the middle that you see in Atabe, you know, the circle and the dot in the middle. My theory is that this is what we see as the medicine wheel, and that dot in the middle is the potential, okay? It's the potential to grow. Each direction, each powerful gift has the potential to be an amazing gift for us. Now, the spirit, the power behind the potential. Psychology, they call it volition. Okay. in many of the indigenous countries and nations, they refer to it as the will to live, the will to get up in the morning, the will to fulfill your visions. But before we get to the vision, indigenous peoples in this conference, they all shared, which is amazing, man. Even though they don't live together, these nations, they did share five major steps that human beings need to follow. And the first step is the whole sense of concentration. We must be focused. We must pay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings. Look at nature as your teacher. And then the second one is goal setting. We as human beings, we cannot remain stagnant. Like stagnant water is toxic. So we are always constantly looking to set goals in our life. That's what's truly important. And then the third step is initiating the action. So we don't stay still. We initiate an action. Okay? And then the fourth step is perseverance. We have found out in human life that things are not really easy, especially for human beings. It takes us a long time to mature, for our bones to settle in, for our brain to develop, for our maturity level in a psychological way. It takes a while for us as human beings. So perseverance is the importance. We don't stop. We continue knowing that we will reach our goal. And then the fifth step is completing the action. Why do we persevere? Because we know that we're going to reach the end goal, and that's the fifth step, completing the action. It's amazing that indigenous people have agreed on these steps. Okay, so volition, or the will, is the primary force of developing as a human being, fulfilling those potentials, the seed. So basically, our human existence is based on fostering the potential of becoming who we need to become. That seed needs to be fostered. That seed needs to be cared for so it can grow into a tree or to a plant. And this is the very center of the medicine wheel, okay? The center of Atabe. The potential. Five steps is needed. You know, we see it. We see it in our petroglyphs. We see it in the sacred stories and creation stories. So what I want you to do, I want you to draw a circle, okay? And do the cross again. If you have to pause right now, you can do that. It's like a little art project, huh? And I want you to write mental in the north, spiritual in the eastern direction, emotional in the southern direction, physical in the western direction. And in the middle, I want you to draw that dot, once again, that little point, that little hole. But this time, I want you to start drawing circles to the northeast region. So you're going to start in the middle. You're going to work your way up to the northeast. You're going to leave the circle, and your circle, your ziggly circle, is going to turn. Going to go all the way to the right, northeast, until you can't do any more circles. So big to small. And just when you can't do any more circle, when it's just like a little dot, that is your vision. You know, in the indigenous mind view, world view, it's not about dreams, it's about visions. We receive visions in our sleep. We receive visions in our meditation. We receive visions in our ceremonies. And this is what it's all about. And it starts in the middle of the will, the potentiality, the spirit of the will, the force, the power. And as it leaves the medicine wheel all the way out to space, this is where the vision lies. So we gain this vision of our potential through elders, through teachers, through medicine people, through ancestral information that was left to us. And eventually we look at nature, we look at the tree, the sacred tree, how the trees interconnect with one another. to fulfill the will of the forest. If trees don't work together, there is no forest. The roots are interconnected. So you need to live. You need to admire one another. The strength of one another. The power of one another. So we become a magnet. Okay? We pull each other to ourselves. And others will pull us to them. So we can fulfill our vision. We cannot do it alone. And this is an indigenous understanding, an attitude, a mindset that's so different from Western society. Western society teaches to be the individual. You know, in this concept, it's working together. And when we work together, there's two things that we encounter, two dynamics in reaching our potential vision, and that is growth and that is change. Think of the butterfly. Before the butterfly flies, it's a small caterpillar. Then it becomes a cocoon, and then it becomes a beautiful butterfly. In those two first stages, it's so vulnerable to attack. You know, caterpillar, and then a cocoon, and then finally a butterfly. So much vulnerability. But we as human beings are capable of growth and change. So the four aspects of our nature, which is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, in the Sacred Tree Conference of Indigenous Peoples, they mention how all of these aspects develops our vision of what is possible. And then when we use the power of the will, we change our actions, we change our attitudes so that we come closer to our vision. Why? So we can reach happiness, health, and human being, the human being that we need to be. So don't be fooled, okay? If people tell you there's no reason to change, once you reach your potential, that's it. You don't change. No, we're always changing. We're constantly in motion. We're not stagnant. Stagnant means toxicity. So what happens when you grow and change? What comes about that or from that? Identity. And this is something in the Taino community we grapple with all the time. Oh, I'm 20% Taino. I'm 20% this. I'm 20% that. Or 5% this. 50% that. Well, guess what? We're always struggling finding out what is our identity. So in this conference of the Sacred Tree, human identity consists of the following. Ready for this? Body awareness. How you experience your physical presence in the world. So this is a big one. Often we're told you got to be thin or skinny, got to wear those tight clothing. God forbid if you're a little chubby or if you're a plus size person, you know what I mean. It's a lot of pressure when it comes to the physical realm. A lot of conservative folks will attack people who maybe show too much skin, flesh. You know, I'm using their language now. But basically, you know, this is an issue. But you have to be comfortable with your body. You have to be body aware. And that's sacred, man. It was given to you. It was part of that seed that grew. And you're constantly changing. I know for me, through the years and recent times, as I started losing my hair, I became really self-aware. But you know what? It's part of my growth. It's part of the aging process that I need to embrace. Okay. Another identity our identity also consists of self-concept. What you think about yourself and your potential. So we're constantly taking inventory of who we are right now so we can reach our potential. What do we need to change? What do we need to learn? And this is the concept of the sacred tree. Also, another aspect of identity is self-esteem. How you feel about yourself honestly and your ability to grow and change. If you're one that looks in the mirror and says, man, I'm the best manifestation on earth. There's no reason for me to change anything. Well, that can be a problem. Maybe some people call you a narcissist, which is a personality disorder, but check it out. In the indigenous worldview, we're always changing, okay? And we need to focus on the positive aspects of change. So that's self-esteem, to look at yourself honestly. And then the last part of identity is self-determination. Your ability to use your will, the power of the will, you choose it, to actualize your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual potentialities. No one's forcing you. I mean, I know there's some people that join certain groups or cults, and they willingly give their will to their leader. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you as the individual, okay, in community are willing to grow and change. This is kind of a radical understanding. You as an individual in the community looking to change and grow so you can reach your potential, so you can obtain your vision. Just looking at my notes here. Once you're rooted in identity, okay, according to this Sacred Tree Conference, once you find your identity, or once you work on your identity, guess what happens? You start creating values. And a lot of these values are rooted in community. What your parents teach you, what your grandpa, grandma teach you, what your teacher teaches you, what your peers teach you, and it could be positive or negative, but right now what I'm talking about, positive values. And when it's positive, this is what human beings, how they pattern themselves in their lifestyle. This is how they use their energy. Ideally, you want to use positive energy. Now, if there's not a balance between your values of self and other, there's going to be issues. And we cannot continue to develop as human beings. We cannot reach our true potential, okay, if we don't focus on values. That helps me and that helps you. See, we're a community here. We're relatives. We're helping one another. And that's the mindset of indigenous teachings, indigenous living. And the community will suffer and will even become extinct if I take the individual to be the ultimate reality. It's not. It's the community. And that's the ultimate value of indigenous living, the indigenous way. We are community. That's the value. And that's how we can reach our full potential. In other words, this is how we can reach our vision. This is how we become a true human being. I want to stop there. This is part one of the Sacred Tree, drawing down some knowledge from elders, from all the different indigenous peoples in the world. And it goes to show our creation stories from Yaya to Deminan, his brothers, Turtle Mother, Bayamanako. These are all values that were handed down to us. It's a miracle. Why? Because it's all about the community. Creation stories, protocols, all these stories, it's all related to fulfilling one's vision in community. If not, then our culture, our identity will become extinct. But thank God that we are still here. We are still here. I'd like to end this segment of The Sacred Tree Part 1 with a super guy, a medicine teacher of music. His name is Bill Miller, man. I love this guy. He's a true brother. His music is amazing. Listen to these words. Kind of talks about us as a community. This is a social song that basically is translated to, hey, I'm happy we're together. I'm happy we're together. Let's dance.